nice to see you. Feels like it's been a really long time. Does it? All right, great. So I'm so excited about what we're going to be talking about right now, because we are, of course, going to start with the big picture of where we're going. And I want to introduce to you how you can structure your business, your speaking business, so you can make six figures. Exciting? All right, so let's talk about two powerful models to make six figures speaking. The first one is based on a private consultation. The second one is based on doing a three-day live event. And I'm going to go through each of these with you now. This is the private consultation model. Okay, the purpose of this model is to fill your schedule with as many free consultations as you want. Or low cost, which we'll talk about in a moment. So the purpose of this is to fill your schedule, the schedule that you set out, because you actually have time in your schedule set aside for when you do your private consultations, right? Oh, yeah. Yes? Okay. Yeah. If you don't, that's a tip of something to do. But this model is really designed to get you as many free consultations or low-cost consultations as you want. By the way, for those of you who are a little more advanced, there are some variations on this model I'll go to in a little bit. Great. These are the overviews, yeah? Okay. All right, so essentially, what we recommend is that you start that every month, that you have at least two gigs. How many gigs?
Two.
Now, for the purpose of never letting you not have two, we're going to say plan to do a two-hour workshop. This is one you're going to fill. So plan for a two-hour workshop, and then go and get yourself a speaking gig also. Now, at the summit, I say gig number one, gig number two. If you're connected enough, and at some point, you may not need to do a two-hour workshop, and this might be gig number one, gig number two, but let's just call this gig number one, gig number two for now. Now, we are going to recommend that, and this is a business model, that if you can get in front of 30 people every month, watch what happens. All right, so you're going to make your offer at each of these events, and we're going to say that about 50% are going to sign up for your free offer, or low-cost offer. We'll talk about that in a moment. But assuming that this is for a free offer, which is going to be, we're going to recommend for a private consultation, right? So let's say 15 sign up. What percent conversion is that? 50%. Is that a pretty typical conversion for a free offer if it's the right match of audience?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some of you might find even higher. From here, interestingly enough, I don't mean to bust your bubble, but I don't want to bullshit you. Is that cool?
Yes, please.
Is everybody going to show up for their consultation?
No.
No. So we want to plan for that. So let's say that, what did I say, 85%? 80% show up. So if 80% show up, how many actually show up for the consultation? 12 show up. And because you have the fabulous free consultation template, what percentage do we believe?
99.
She's rocking it out. Is everybody going to sign up? No. But what percentage can we kind of count on once you get pretty decent at the free consultation template? 50%. All right. 50%. Say yes. Okay. I gave you a few different numbers here. If you look on this chart, if you're going to offer a $1,000 offer, your package of program, your package of sessions, which is the minimum you would offer, right? A package of one-on-one private work for $1,000, this model can easily make you $72,000 a year. Then all you know, I mean, I just want you to imagine how focused you can be. Get in front of 30 people a month. Get in front of 30 people a month. Get in front of 30 people a month. Can you be that focused?
Yes.
Yes? And if you put your mind to it knowing that that was going to make you $72,000 a year, would that be cool? Awesome. Now, what if your offer is a $5,000 offer? What if you're already offering a high-end group program? By the way, I didn't put it on there, but you can do higher offers with this depending on how confident you get. We got to start somewhere, though, right? So with a $5,000 offer, if you get six new clients each month, that's $30,000 in new sales each month, which is $360,000 a year. Are you liking the sound of this?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you look down here in my little box, with all of these models, well, I'll just do it right here. If you increase the number of people you talk with in a month, if you increase the price point, or if you increase conversion at any of these points, what happens to the income? It goes up. And guess what happens if you increase two of them simultaneously? It really goes up. You get to actually multiply these things. I don't remember what the principle is called by J. Abraham, but anybody know J. Abraham? Any J. Abraham fans? Remember, it's like the exponential geometric, what is it? Geometric progression. Thank you. Thank you. So geometric progression. The other thing, so if you increase any two of these, you get a geometric progression, as he says. We say exponential. But here's the thing, like, what if you start getting 75% here? And you get in front of 50 people a month. You see how that would make a really big difference? You liking this? Okay, very good. So this is the private consultation model. I'll be coming back to this in a little bit to get into some of the variations. Let's talk about the 3-day workshop model, 3-day live event. So go ahead and now you can turn it over. All right, same recommendation at the top here. So this is the live event model. We have our 2-hour workshop and our speaking gig. Now, we want to get in front of 30 people each month, right? Now, instead of now, the difference between offering the private consultation model and the live event model is that now, instead of offering a private consultation, we're going to offer a full scholarship live event. A full scholarship live event. And whenever you're offering anything that's free, what happens to conversion? It goes up. More people say yes. So we're going to recommend a 3-day live event. And you want to know why? Guess what happened to our conversion? We went from 2 to 3 days. It rocked, seriously, doubled. Okay, so we're going to say 50% are going to say yes, which means that 15 of these people from these gigs said yes to your 3-day live event. Now, how often do we want, we're going to recommend that you do a live event? 3 times a year, every 4 months. So 3 times a year, every 4 months. So if we multiply this, because if you do this every month, you're going to end up with how many people at your registered for your live event every 4 months? 60. Okay, so 60 are registered for your live event. Now, let's talk about something that happens that just fascinates me. And if I can figure out the formula of why, it will change everything. Not everybody will show up for your live event. I know it's shocking, because you did, right? And you're like, why would anybody not show up? Are you kidding me? Craziest thing is, like, there are people who paid to be here and didn't show up today. It just is shocking, but it happens. Life happens. It's a whole other conversation. But let's say that 60% show up to your event. 60%, which is actually, I know that is sad and maybe shocking for some of you, that 60% of who register are likely to show up for your event. So if we do 60% show up, does it say 66? Pardon me. 65, we're 66, we're doing this for easier math, pardon me. Okay, so 66, so we have 40 show up. If you can increase this number, you're going to be rocking it. I'm going to be teaching secrets on how to do this because this is what I'm working, this is my project this quarter. It is my rock. You know it's my rock. My rock for this quarter is to increase the show-up rate. So one day soon, I'll be teaching you how to do that and all our cool little secrets. You excited about that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so 66% show up. That's 40 show up for your event. And then you make your offer. And we are going to say, now here's the thing, when you spend 3 days with someone in person, this builds a lot of relationship. If somebody is a good match for working with you and you can do a really good job of dancing with their concerns and dissolving the concerns that could get in the way of them saying yes to themselves in a big way, if it's a good energetic match and you know and you do all your stuff to stay in alignment so that the universe really makes sure the right people are there and the right people say yes, you're the right people, you know. We held the intention for you at our events. You're going to hold the intention for your right people at your own events. We want to be conservative with our percentage of conversion. So we're going to say 25%. Some of you are going to do much better than that. But at least you can count on 25%. 25%. So 10 sign up. And they say a big yes to themselves. And you just got 10 new clients. Now, that may not sound as exciting, because how many new clients did we get every month? This is every 4 months. 10 new clients every 4 months. But how many are we getting here? 6, right? So 6 times 4 would be 24 new clients every month. But that's 24 one-on-one clients. That's a lot. Not everyone wants to have 24. Now, if you're a chiropractor, you're like, bring them on. I'll take 240, right? But if you're not a chiropractor, holding the energy and the space to go deep with 24 people might sound like a lot. $472,000 a year, right? Or 360 might be better. You might be willing to see 24 clients at a time for $360,000. Maybe. All right. So I just want you to get... That may not sound that exciting, but let's look at something that's a big deal when it comes to these two different business models. You never, ever, ever, when? Never would want to do this business model, the 3-day live event model, unless your offer was greater than $5,000. $5,000 or greater. You following me? Because it's not worth the energy and the expense and the time that it takes. And, you know, there is more risk involved in the 3-day live event if you don't really know what you're doing, but don't worry. We're going to help you with that. All right, so if you have a $5,000 offer and you get 10 new clients, you had a $50,000 event, that's $150,000 a year. If you have a $10,000 offer, you got 10 new clients, that's a $100,000 event. Who's up for a six-figure event? Yes? You have a $100,000 event, and that's $300,000 per year. And if you have a $15,000 offer with 10 new clients, that's $150,000 per event or a $450,000 a year. Somebody say, now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
You may not be ready to make that jump, but you can see that even with a minimal, you know, it's a six-figure year with this model. We've seen some of our clients do this model actually before we were even doing the 3 days or teaching the 3 days, and they were doing 2 days. And we saw, this is like, you want to see our really big success stories? You know, if you look at the people that were in your seats, made 6 figures with us, went on to make 7, they did this model. Brandy and Vinka, very first event, $90,000. Awesome? Yes? Awesome? I hope you're saying awesome, because, you know, you want something along these lines, right? You know you're getting to impact a lot of people's lives. It's very exciting. Now, again, just like this chart here, couple of things that can increase these numbers or decrease them, to be honest, right? If you have a higher number of people show up, say you have 100 people showing up at your events every 4 months instead of 40, that's going to make a big impact here, right? If nothing else changes. If you increase the price point, it's fine with me if you want to do a $30,000 offer. I'm cool with that. You may not be ready for that, and that's okay too. I don't want to put a ceiling on it, so our recommendation of the $15,000, that's just a recommendation not to blow everybody out of the water. But for some of you, you might be ready for that $30,000 offer. I don't know. And then the other one is the increase in conversion at any of these points in the funnel. More people here, better percentage show up here, better percentage show up here, better percentage shows up here. And again, you still get that geometric increase. I called it exponential, but it really is. I want to do the math. I go, geometric, how's that? Where did that distinction come from? All right. All right. Is this cool? Yeah. Yes? Are you seeing how you might be able to fit into one of these models yet?
Yeah.
At least, at a minimum, let me ask you a question. Can everybody do this model? And I'm curious if you're excited about this. Yeah. Raise your hand if you're excited about this.
So excited.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay, good. So you might be wondering, after I showed you these models, which of these offers should I make? What should my offer look like? There are actually three different variations for each of these models, for those of you who are worried that I wasn't covering everything. So when you're deciding what your continuing education will be, and your continuing education is what you offer at the Speaking Gig or two-hour workshop, there are some steps that we want to take and some things we want to consider, right? The first thing, and you always want to do this, is to put yourself in the shoes of your participants, of your ideal clients. Really getting in their world, obviously the psychology of what you're offering has a lot more to matters a lot more than the features of what you have to offer. And we want you to be really generous in your offer, for you to feel generous so that you can feel aligned. If you're having a conversation in your own mind about, you know, if it makes sense as an offer or if they should do it, do you think that's going to have an impact on your offer?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. And then also to realize that, you know, some of these speaking gigs, you're going to be surprised at some of the timing that you might get on these, but you might only have 20 minutes. And people need to take a leap to the next level. So just know that. And so this is why we have some recommendations about these models. And I want to reassure that you do not need to have the perfect offer set up in your mind right now. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Guess what happens? Different events, sometimes, you know, one promoter might only give you 20 minutes and say, I don't even want you to make an offer. And then you got to negotiate for an offer. Other people will say, you can have 2 hours. Others will say 90 minutes, some 60 minutes, 25 minutes. You never know what you're going to get. So your offer may change along the way. And this table is going to give you some different possibilities here. And the other thing that happens is your offer is going to change as you grow. I'll give you an example of that. This model here is what I saw our friend Brenda Normand using when she just came out a six-figure speaker. And then her model now is that she goes and speaks or does teleseminars or webinars. And her offer is actually, we're going to put something in front of this. It's a home study course sale that comes with a three-day live event. And then her programs are anywhere from 50,000 or 15,000 to 45 or something like that. So the cool thing is that no matter where you are on your journey, one of these models and one of the variations is going to work for you. All right, so at your free two-hour workshop or speaking gig, there are those the two basic six-figure speaker models that I gave you. These have proven results. What kind of results?
Proven.
Do you want proven results?
Yeah.
Right, no experiments, just proven results. And so I want to talk about these variations. So why would you want to offer a private consultation versus a free, like a three-day live event? The private consultation is great because you can just consistently count on yourself to bring in money. You know that if you've got that free consultation formula down, and if you don't worry. You know, we come to mastery again, right? You just keep getting it until you get that model, and you're rocking it. Dana, this is a lot of your model. You do the private consultation. You $15,000 programs? Yeah? 12?
30?
She's doing the $30,000 model through private consultations, right?
Yeah.
Through private consultations. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, which might mean that you need to talk to fewer people, right? Or get in front of fewer people because your price point is right, which gives you the lifestyle you want. A question to ask yourself, so that's one of the benefits of the private consultation. You also want to ask yourself, where do you feel most confident making the big sale, like the big offer? Is it in one-on-one conversation or is it from the stage? You might now want to do it in a one-on-one consultation and later feel more confident and comfortable doing it from the stage. And then what price point do you want your big sale to be? For the private consultation, especially if you're first starting out, we recommend that you keep it to $1,000 to $5,000. Dana's been doing this for a while, just so you know. And the cool thing is you can actually do that in a free consultation. You can go deeper. You can really create that connection with people, and you can follow up with people. Now, the three-day live event, the benefits are that you get to enjoy those big paydays. Who wants a six-figure weekend? Woo! And then you get to enjoy the group dynamic, creating transformation on a group level. And there's a lot of magic and power that comes from people being in community with each other. I mean, can you imagine if you were just working with Jesse and I one-on-one? It would be a completely different experience, right? It would be awesome. Thank you. It would be awesome. And yet there would be something that we get to do here that we just can't do in a one-on-one, in one-on-one work, right? So the magic of groups and community and really rocking people's lives in that way is exciting. And then during a three-day live event, you get to make a deep connection with your people. And then the price point that we're recommending to start out with is $5,000 to $15,000. And you don't, again, you don't want to run a three-day live event unless you're offering something at least at this level. Fair enough? Yeah. Now, you might get to the point where you're so full you don't want to do free consultations anymore. There are a lot of benefits to doing a free consultation. One, it's really easy for people to say yes because it's free. There, you remove the price barrier, so your conversion is usually higher with a free consultation. It creates a lot of goodwill because people have, you've spent some time, you've given them some great information, and now you're offering a time to spend with you, free consultation. This is a great thing to do if you're speaking somewhere where you're not allowed to make an offer. You can always negotiate for this if you're not allowed to make an offer. And this is ideal. You can actually do this in only 2 minutes. Are there speaking gigs where you only have 2 minutes? Yes, they're called sponsorships. They're called sponsorships, and you know, may want to consider doing sponsorships at some point where you sponsor someone's event and you only get, you know, a minute or two in front of the room. So that's why you might want to do a private consultation that is free. Now, why would you want to do a private consultation that's $47 to $197? Essentially, you're just changing the price point here. Actually, Melanie Cobb was doing this before she started doing her three-day live events. And she would go and speak, and she would offer a $147 free consultation. She made it a little longer, she gave lots of value, and her conversion rocks during these. Now, fewer people will say yes because it's a paid consultation, but you'll have a higher commitment level from people. The nice thing about it is you get a little bit of upfront money, possibly thousands, depending on how many people are in the room. Your conversion will be a little bit lower, but again, these people will be more committed. They'll have already invested. And I'll tell you a little trick. You can, if they want to buy a package or a high-end group program from you, you can take the money that they paid for the free consultation and have that be a part of their package. Like they get credit for it. Cool, right? The goodwill factor, it's extremely generous, but you're building a little less goodwill than you would with the free offer, which is fine. And this is great if a lot of times when someone wants you to speak, they actually want you to make an offer. Why? Because they want commissions of some sort. So this is a way for you to give people commissions. And in some cases, you might even say, hey, I'm going to give you all the commissions that I get from my paid offer. And then this is ideal if you have at least 30 minutes at a speaking gig. So that's why you might want to do a private consultation.